Now, Mr. Josephson, with that decision being made, the after-the-fact commission authorization, can you please tell me where we're limited to and what we're to discuss as far as this matter is concerned?
I'd like Mr. Stagg to address what is left over.
So you want me to proceed?
What is left over? I mean,
This fixed pier and the enclosed part of the restaurant and all of this. If all the other structure goes away, then
that's it.
We don't need to address that.
So that's what you're left with. Subaqueous decision based on determine the after the fact permit for the fixed pier and the restaurant area.
I'm just wondering how we get to that point if the Wetlands Board decision has been upheld.
But it didn't. My understanding is the Wetlands Board decision did not address the fixed pier or the restaurant.
Right. Let me try to offer a
Mr. Graham
a potential
solution,
course of action that might address the concern of Mr. Robbins. If in fact Mr. Compton wishes to convert the facility from a fixed pier marina, which is deteriorating, to one utilizing the floating piers that he's acquired, it would seem to me that while the Wetlands Board required the removal and the reconstruction back to the previous facility, that the commission could entertain and modify or issue a permit for the reconstruction of the previously existing facility utilizing the floating piers, so that in essence, you know, he could be removing the old docks, putting in the floating piers in the configuration that previously existed, and allow the refurbishment as well as the utilization of the floating piers that he has to accomplish it at the same time.
I really, quite honestly, as commissioner, I don't want a pound of flesh out of Mr. Compton. I want, as Mr. Schick said, a structure there that is not one that's a hazard to navigation, not one that's been, I'm not advocating that somebody should be able to build something without permits, but at the same time, this location has been there a long time as a marina, as a restaurant, and I don't want to do anything that would diminish his capacity to run a good place of business there. It just seems to me that there's got to be some solution to getting there, and I don't know whether he needs to meet, whether we need, before we go and go down this path.
Well,
Mr. Stagg,
I would agree with Bob's assessment of how to address what just happened with the Wetlands Board, but you currently have him under a prohibition to use this enclosed part of the restaurant. So I don't know whether you want to proceed with.
I think we need
those portions. They were a previous owner, but he basically bought a violation, and we could accept a new application to.
I think the best thing is
the floating pier and the footprint of the fixed pier, but we still have these other two structures that nobody's addressed yet, and he's under some encumbrance now.
Right.
From the commission.
Well,
Mr. Fox,
can't we address the fixed pier, floating pier issue in the way that Mr. Grab suggested and do that first before we take a look at the enclosed area and the fixed pier?
His current application is a request to retain both structures as they exist.
And that's what's before the commission now?
Yes.
Proceed.
To retain the fixed pier in the room.
I'll explain the whole history.
Okay.
Okay. I'll try.
We hope.
Okay. We're aware of what the issues are. We have removed, I believe, the whole floating pier and the fixed pier, the new part, what it was supposed to Isabel, that had the seating on it. You'll see some photographs in my presentation that show some of that, but I believe we're only addressing now this fixed pier along the shore and a portion of the restaurant that was enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the
back
site
up.
Is.
Back up to your blue page, please.
You mean to the description at the beginning?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That. All right, but in this issue, I'm reading the first two lines there. Doesn't this issue also cover?
Well, he had requested after the fact authorization for his original application that went both to the Wetlands Board and came to us was to retain everything that you've seen in the photographs.
Right.
Whether he put it in or the previous owner.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the previous action to uphold the Wetlands Board is going to basically require him to remove the structures unless we receive, we can sit down with him and receive a modified application to replace the, put those in place of the fixed pier. What the Wetlands Board said, take out the floating pier and
but
and
this issue action right here does not include replacing the fixed portion, given the approval of the Wetlands Board decision.
Right.
He is not saying here that he wants to replace the previous fixed portion with floating.
This is the same application. It's the exact same application as what the Wetlands Board heard. And I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Josephson or Commissioner, but we would need a new nothing was advertised to actually put the floating pier in the fixed pier location. That wasn't what he requested.
We'll be here. So that's not.
So we would, that would need a whole new public interest review to do that.
Okay. All right.
And we're not adverse to accepting that, I believe, from what you said.
Right.
So I'm going to kind of skim over the floating pier part now and just try to address
it. That's not an issue. Yeah. Move on.
Okay. Again. That. This is a panoramic view, but here's the fixed pier that's the subject of the previous owner. We do believe the previous owner constructed this, not Mr. Thompson. The only applications we had from the previous owner, which was Mr. Frazier, was for some of this fixed pier out here and to put a bulkhead in this location. Apparently, at or near the same time the bulkhead, or sometime afterwards, was put in, a fixed pier was also installed in this area.
Excuse me. From that last picture, what are those things in the middle of the...
That's a piece of the floating pier that had never been installed that he was requesting to put some more finger piers out here, and he just had it stored there. This is the drawing from Mr. Frazier's previous application showing the bulkhead. This is the previous drawing from Mr. Frazier when he requested from the commission authorization to expand the restaurant in this dashed line as a proposed screened-in addition to the existing restaurant. The commission did approve that only as a screened-in waiting area for restaurant patrons when the restaurant was full. And that is the specific language that was in the previous authorization. So that's what was authorized in that footprint. We believe at some time...
And the bulkhead was authorized.
The bulkhead was authorized.
Was permitted.
Yes.
Okay.
But there was no pier shown in the drawing.
Yeah. I'm with
you. That was constructed at some time. I'm uncertain whether it was built as a screened-in enclosure for a temporary period and then enclosed with glass and later, or whether it was built incorrectly from the very beginning when it was built. But at some point... It was enclosed, very similar to the restaurant. It is completely enclosed with glass windows now. It became part of actual seating within the restaurant. Again, those are his drawings showing what existed before. This is an orchard ground map. None of what we're talking about now encroaches into this lease. However, you see that the way it was configured, some portions of the floating pier actually extended into an orchard ground leaseholder Mr. Eberwein did not object, but the leaseholder here did write us an object. But again, the restaurant expansion does not encroach, that's right here, does not encroach into the lease. This is vacant. So here's your fixed pier again, and see, I believe the bulkhead comes here and turns and stops somewhere out in this area. There is some riprap that the marsh has grown up through. This is that fixed pier that was never authorized and is of little use now because it's so shallow in here that you can't really get a boat in there except maybe at high tide. Basically, this is the portion of the restaurant that was added, that's glassed in, that was supposed to be a screened-in area. And again, this is a a portion of it. This is the deck along the water. They do have fuel facilities. But as you can see, it's permanently enclosed and is part of the seating of the restaurant. There's your deck area. We're not discussing anymore. And then just one final overview of what the project looked like before any of the stuff was removed. But this is the portion, again, of the restaurant. And the fixed pier is off to the right here, off the photograph. And a final overview. Again, the fixed pier and the portion of the restaurant. While the screened-in area was approved by the Marine Resources Commission as a waiting area, the area has never been approved as full seating for the restaurant. It does not really meet the criteria of water dependency of your guidelines, and staff can't support recommending it after the fact approval. The marginal wharf fixed pier here does not really seem to serve a lot of useful purpose. However, staff does not have any big concern with allowing that to remain. This area could be dredged again. Under a new application. There was a previous dredge application here, and it was dredged at least once under the previous owner. So therefore, if this area was dredged, this could be a transient pier that could be used in conjunction with the existing restaurant facility or as a staging area for boats. There is a boat ramp here, so there is some boat ramp traffic. People trailer boats in here and pay to use the ramp. And I think the rest of the issues are off the table. As you heard, the health department has approved the restaurant seating, including this enclosed area. He does have a proper health department permit for that amount of seating. So he does have what he needs from the health department related to the restaurant, is my understanding, and I think they can confirm that.
Ben, do you know when that was enclosed?
I really don't. Okay. I know having lived in that area, it's been that way for a long time. The screened-in enclosure predated when I was in, I was at the agency, but predated when I was in Habitat.
So I'll hear from the applicant to determine that.
But I think late 90s was okay. Enclosed. But restaurant's been there quite a long time. And the marina.
Okay.
My recommendation is somewhat outdated now because we're not addressing a lot of the other issues, but basically staff would recommend converting the enclosed area back to a screened-in area because that's what was previously authorized, and we don't have any big issue with retention of the fixed pier along the shoreline. We could recommend approval on that.
Questions, Mr. Sag? We'll move this one along. Mr. Schick?
As far as the water dependency issue, is there any more water dependency as a waiting area as opposed to seated restaurant? Do you see any difference?
I would not see a whole lot of difference. That's really up to the commission to determine. I don't see a lot of difference. It's really up to the commission to determine. It was previously permitted for an activity somewhat similar, but not exactly.
But not the same.
Further questions? Thank you, Ben. Mr. Compton, come forward. You have been previously sworn. We'd like to hear your position on the enclosed area and that one pier that we're talking about now. That's what we're limited to at this point. What's your position?
Okay, sir, I tried to raise my hand prior to the other. I know you all voted. I apologize. You didn't see me. I did like to clarify, if I heard this correctly, that Mr. Stagg and the wetlands decision was based upon a neighbor's complaint and the petition, I believe, to the Wetlands Board. That's what is based on his decision to uphold the Wetlands decision?
No, sir. This commission has decided to uphold the Wetlands Board decision because we cannot find any procedural error that they made during the course of their deliberation pursuant to the guidance we have by the Code of Virginia.
Yeah. I understood it that that's what the purpose of reason was. Okay, I will address this now. The pier that is in question, where there was no permit, I believe it was built 22 years ago, 1982,
right.
If I'm not mistaken, 1986.
Been there a long time.
As well as the restaurant was 1986. It was never a screened-in porch. I've talked to the previous owner, and I wish he were here to clarify some of these things.
That's all I needed to know from you. I just want to know whether you did it after you bought it or not. That was my real concern.
No, but the mayor actually was the one who sold me the real estate. She's the mayor now. She was not at that point. And I believe everything to be true. The occupancy was there. So just as I bought it, it was.
Do you want to keep the pier and keep the enclosed area?
Oh, in the restaurant?
Yes, sir.
I believe so.
Further questions of the gentleman?
One quick question.
Yes, sir. Mr. Schick.
Did you see a building permit for that enclosed part?
Yes, sir.
From the county?
Yes, okay, sir.
So the county authorized it. Okay.
That's right.
For the record, this one's a city. This is
city, I'm sorry.
City. That's okay. Just
it was a county.
Perfecting the record. Yeah. Nansemond County, former. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. One follow-up question. You testified earlier about some of the economic aspects of the business, and I think you had said that the restaurant closure had resulted in a significant impact to the income of the business.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so is the is this seating area critical to the viability of the business?
The waterfront room is the view of the harbor, of the wetlands across. That is the most sought after room in the restaurant in which to eat. Yes.
The answer would be yes.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Is anyone here? Thank you, Mr. Compton. Is anyone here in opposition or in support? In opposition? Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Raise your right hand. Solemn swear, testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name.
My name is David Saunders, and I live at 3617 Winburn Drive, Suffolk, Virginia.
Okay.
And I mailed a letter to you on April 6th of this year expressing my concern of this matter.
Oh, thank you, sir.
According to a recent published report in the March first issue of the Suffolk News Herald, Bennett's Creek in Suffolk is a very polluted body of water. And according to the report, Suffolk and the Commonwealth of Virginia are required to clean up the creek. Bennett's Creek, from its headwaters in Wonderland Forest subdivision off Nansemond Parkway, Quaker Neck Creek at Meadowbrook Memorial Gardens on Shoulder Hill Roads, Dean's Branch near Deerfield, and other minor branches, Bennett's Creek collects polluted runoff water from many miles of streets, roadways, and at least 14 subdivisions in the northern part of the city of Suffolk. Most of the subdivisions are connected now to the city sewage, but some are not as of this date. Very few of them have stormwater runoff controls. Now, you're being asked by Mr. Compton to allow him to add on to that pollution by granting him an after-the-fact permit for his additions to his marina and restaurant. Mr. Compton had every opportunity to restore his marina and restaurant to the exact pre-Isabel status without incurring extensive permitting processes usually associated with constructions in the navigable waters of the United States. And that was his request before the Suffolk Wetlands Board. Yet Mr. Compton, using the post-Isabel restoration window of opportunity to greatly enlarge his marina by adding extensive floating piers with more boat slips, a large outdoor deck extending well out in the creek, apparently for outdoor parties. And that's the area that the neighbors are concerned with, the noise and the additional trash and stuff.
Yes, sir. And just maybe this, for the record, we have decided that Suffolk Wetlands Board did what they were supposed to there. The only thing that's before the commission now is the enclosed addition, which was previously there in the same form other than it wasn't enclosed, and that one pier that's been there for 22 years. The other things we decided Suffolk was right in making the decision that they did.
And all the floating piers should be removed. The area by the, I'm not computer savvy, but the fixed pier and that parking area, the parking area from papers that I've received from when Mrs. Yates was involved in the earlier dealings with the previous owners, that's dredge material from the creek.
Okay.
And that was, all of that was permitted. But his floating piers, he said in the wetlands board that the boats during Isabel pulled the piers post out of the creek. So that's why he put the floating piers. But until he gets permits for the floating piers, I don't think he should be allowed to use them, and he should remove them. And the large piers sticking out into the creek,
they're gone.
They're gone. They should be gone. So I concur with the decisions that you've made concerning the screened-in area of the restaurant until he goes through the proper permitting and comes with new permits and not be allowed to use any of his areas that he's modified prior to or since Isabel that was not permitted.
Okay, that's what we're deciding today, whether he should be granted the after-the-fact permit. Right.
And I've been living there since 1967, and I have enjoyed the restaurant, but nevertheless, the law is law.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Anybody else in opposition? Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Can you state your name, please?
Calvin Van.
Yes, sir.
I'm a neighbor that lives out there, and with the other neighbors that's in opposition to this, we had 50-some signatures about the problems that occurred. The previous owner, the Frasers, had applied to the city of Suffolk for a rezoning so that they could increase the size of the restaurant, increase the marina, and add dry storage. And they were denied by city council. However, Mr. Compton has accomplished all three of these without any permits. The restaurant, the waiting area, he put a bar into the restaurant area, moved the tables over to the waiting area, and which has really helped his business. And then he added an outside restaurant area, with the band and the loud music and with two decks.
Sir, in all due respect, that those matters, and I don't mean it in the wrong way, they are not to be considered by this commission. Those are zoning matters to be handled by the city of Suffolk. We're basically concerned with what is sitting or maybe sitting on the subaqueous bottom and whether that's an acceptable use of the bottom land of the Commonwealth of Virginia. The other ones, and I hear where you're coming from, but we are not allowed, we don't consider those matters as part of our duties and responsibilities.
Sure, and I understand that. And the point I was getting to was with the additional expansions of the restaurant, has there been, additional septic added from the original restaurant, or has there been, with like stuff, blowing off the decks and all, when you've got large crowds of people out there on these decks with the loud music, live music, So that was my concern, and I just wanted to bring that to your commission.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Anyone else in opposition? Matters before the commission for action.
Commissioner.
Mr. Schick.
I move that we allow him to retain the closed-in portion of the restaurant and the pier, considering that he did get a building permit from the city. It has been there for some time. I see no difference between seating restaurant and waiting area as far as water dependency, so he had a permit to build that. And so that's my
as mind. Well as the pier that was
as well
established
as the pier.
Mr. Fox.
I just have a comment. I will support Mr. Schick's motion, but the testimony by the health department indicated that he had a permit for 100 seats, and he does have fewer than 100 seats, and he moves them around. And so there's no no apparent additional strain on the septic system that obviously the health department has approved.
Good observation.
So I would support Mr. Schick.
And second, Ms. Holland. Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the central issue with respect to the waiting area is one of water dependency, and I would agree with the maker of the motion that there really is no differential in terms of water dependency, but in my opinion, between the screen and waiting area and a seated dining area. So I think it'd be appropriate to go ahead and approve the project as proposed.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. Fox, then.
Let me just add something here. The gentleman who came up and spoke in opposition referred to trash blowing around coming from the deck. The deck is not an issue in what we are deciding now. We are deciding on the interior of the restaurant, and it doesn't make sense to me that a great deal of trash would blow out of an enclosed restaurant. And so I heard what respectfully heard what they said, but I don't think it's relevant.
Yes, sir.
What we have to decide today.
Further comment? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Ben, thank you very much for a job well done in a very difficult and perplexing. I think this basically is the type of case that demonstrates how important it is to do things the way they're supposed to be done, step by step. We don't encounter this. That's my soapbox for the day. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I can ask a question for purposes of clarification. Earlier, when we discussed the fact that we would like to see the applicant be able to come back and somehow reconfigure this with floating docks possibly, the applicant is still free to come back and submit an amended application for those docks. Is that not correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So he would have to apply, or can we amend it now?
Go through the public. It's got to go through the public interest and things like that if it's a modified form. Further questions, comments on that matter?